Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. Reese, our content agent, wrote the copy based on our best practices, like mentioning Monday.com 3 times. That was the second. Johnny, our coordination agent, built the timeline and kept everyone aligned. Olivia, our human creative director, stayed in the loop because agents are great, but they don't always know when a joke lands. She had one note: tell listeners it only takes minutes to build an agent. So, minutes. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
This is The Bert Show.
So I am suffering from BSSS. And that is bathing suit season stress. It is a new disorder that I am coming up with.
There has to be a syndrome on the end of that also.
Yes. Oh, so it'll be BSSSS.
Yes, because syndrome makes everything seem way worse than it really is.
Yes, so bathing suit season stress syndrome.
It's closely related to morph suit bet loss syndrome, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that. But I have a big trip to Europe planned with my boyfriend this summer, and I really want to look good for it. And it's like, when we booked the tickets and booked the trip and everything, I was like all excited. I'm like, oh, that's plenty of time. You know, for now I'll be like, you know, tight and fit and trim, whatever. And I'll be looking good in the bikini. And then now all of a sudden it's like, ooh, it's the end of May. And then it's going to be here before you know it. And so I don't know. I'm just starting to totally stress out about being in a bathing suit. And I'm guessing that other women are feeling the same thing. And I'm pretty pale, too, so I'm kind of like pasty and feeling like I could drop a few pounds and everything else. And so I'm just in that mode where everything is stressing me out. Like when I'm putting on my pants in the morning, I'm like, oh, these are a little snug. And then I'm like, you know, when I'm eating lunch that I really like, it's just like more on my mind than it ever would be throughout the entire winter when you can wear sweaters and jeans.
We got a reoccurring theme going on here that women stress out way further in advance than dudes do when it comes to stuff like this.
We stress out all the time
between you
about
and
it.
Your luggage and being stressed out about packing five days before a trip, or you stressed out or constantly thinking about this trip months before it even happens. Dudes, we wait for everything for the last minute, 24 hours.
24 hours. Yeah. As you're packing, you're like, ooh, wish I would have done some more crunches.
Or, yeah, right. Exactly.
You turn the heat way up and wrap yourself in saran wrap.
I do that.
Really?
Yeah, it works.
Really?
It does not.
The saran wrap thing.
Yeah,
saran wrap
works. You got to do it the night before.
Saran wrap thing.
What?
You got to do it the night before.
This is taking a beautiful turn.
Here we go. So what do you
do the night before? Like if you need to like lose a couple of like water weight pounds, you wrap your whole body in saran wrap because then you wake up and sweat and all the water weight.
You go
out
to bed wrapped in saran wrap?
That's disgusting.
So what you're doing is you're draining your body of the water?
Yeah, but you got to drink like plenty of water before you do it. But yeah, you wrap yourself up.
It's sort of the same thing
that
wrestlers.
Trick.
It's the same thing wrestlers do, like before a meet. If I mean, they don't wrap themselves up in saran wrap, but they'll
trash bags.
Sweats after sweats after sweats and trash bag, and you run to get that water weight before weighing.
Mm-hmm. You've never know, pageant girls, I think, do that too to you know to slim down their legs before they do the bathing suit and pageants.
I don't think I'm going to go quite that far. I was trying to figure out if it means that much to me to look that good in a bathing suit, but I don't think that I could go that far.
So now the trip is when?
It's not until July.
July. So everything that you're putting in your mouth now, everything that you're trying on now, your sort of your target is always how you're going to look in Europe.
Yeah. I actually thought about going to buy a bikini like this weekend and kind of hang it up on the wall. So that it's like, oh, I'm always looking at it until the
but
vacation.
But you're going to Europe. You can just run around naked and don't even have to shave your pits.
Hey, Jessica, good morning. You're on The Bert Show. Hi.
Hi. I love you guys. I listen every morning.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Sure. I get your stress, girlfriend. I've only lost 12 pounds. I'm getting married on Saturday. So I've only lost 12 pounds. But it's a start. So just keep working on it. You've got plenty of time. Plenty
yours would
of time.
Be WDSS.
Oh,
wedding
my.
Dress stress syndrome.
It's ridiculous for no reason.
And you're trying to lose how much weight?
No. I can't. It's way too late. I mean,
no.
I wanted to lose more, but I've only lost 12.
Not according to Wendy. If you actually climb in your oven,
with aluminum foil.
Uh-huh, I mean, yeah, you could.
Oh. You can
saran wrap tonight.
Right.
Rehearsal dinners tomorrow, right?
Wendy, are you seriously, you fly out to LA on Sunday. Are you going to saran wrap Saturday night?
No, I'm not going to saran wrap. I mean, I used to do that.
They won't let you through security, man. I'm not going to let you. Because
I got to tell you, Wendy, you're not going to saran wrap in LA, right?
No, I'm not.
Because if there's a chance that you're wrapped in saran wrap and the hotel catches on fire, I pretend not to know you. I'm not knocking on your door.
In LA, you'll fit right in. Are you kidding me? Everybody's saran wrapping themselves.
Right before you go to bed. Just
hey,
lay there.
Jessica, I was going to ask Jessica, like, at what point, because she's like resolved to the fact.
It's like, huh?
I'm wondering if that happened like last week or 10 days ago when she's just like, I remember the meal where I just said, screw it. I'm not going to lose all the weight anyway, so I might as well enjoy myself.
But she said she lost 12 pounds. She's been working on her wedding probably for a year, you know, or at least 6 months. Yes. I mean, anytime you have an event as a woman, because, yeah, it doesn't just happen. Like, if somebody is in a certain shape, that didn't just happen. They planned that far in advance.
So let me ask you a question then. Like, let's say Joanna, right? She's getting married when?
Next May.
Will she already have in the back of her mind now how she wants to look next May and then be as particular about what she eats now for a year from now?
Probably. Yes. Yeah. Especially for a wedding day.
Really?
Yeah. That's probably,
That's common.
Definitely for the wedding day.
This is such a foreign conversation to me. Hey, Amber, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, I was just telling Jess, you could call it B Quad S. That way it sounds more, you know, professional. So if she's having a bad day, my B Quad S is messing up today. So.
B Quad S.
Because of the four S's, the bathing suit stress syndrome.
Sounds better than BSSSSS.
Season stress syndrome.
Exactly.
I'm confused.
Yeah. B Quad S.
That sounds like a rapper name.
We got a new hit for B Quad S. Woo! Yeah.
Here is Connie. Good morning, Connie. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi. Good morning. I just got back from a transatlantic cruise that took me from Puerto Rico to Spain.
Nice.
Don't worry about a thing. There was 400 pounders, topless and thongs. You have nothing to worry about.
400 pounders.
Now, is that, you said that was a cruise, though?
It was a cruise that we went to Canary Islands and to Cadiz and Barcelona.
Nice.
Cadiz and Barcelona, Tenerife, topless beaches.
I didn't know they had fat people in Europe.
No, they do.
There's a few of them.
Anytime there's a cruise, there's overweight people. You got to know that.
Joanna just made a confession from her phone screening studio that she not only was planning on losing weight for her own wedding, but she lost weight for someone else's wedding.
She's the maid of honor, isn't she?
She wasn't even in it. She was just attending it. And
really?
She lost weight.
Really?
This is The Burt Show.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.